Welcome to Adult Bedtime Stories. Join us in a sex-positive awakening adventure to help create a sex-positive world. Become a part of a movement and start living a sex-positive lifestyle free of sexual shame and guilt. Adult Bedtime Stories is a Ravenslayer production. Adult Bedtime Stories is a show dedicated to bringing sacredness back to our sexuality and to learn about everything sexual. Each week, the focus of the show will be on different sexual topics designed to enlighten you so you develop more fully as a sexual being. This is the sex education you didn't receive in high school, but should have. Imagine for a moment that we could change the world and live a sex-positive lifestyle. In our sex-negative world, the process of socialization teaches us to feel shame and guilt around sex. By adopting a new set of attitudes and values around sex, we can view sex with a new understanding, which is accompanied with positive emotions and the attitude that sex is a sacred act. I am Ladyboy Gigi, a certified sexologist, a sex coach, and sacred harlot. My life vision is to create a sex-positive world through adult sexual education and erotic BDSM performance art. Hello and welcome. You are listening to another episode of Adult Bedtime Stories. I am Ladyboy Gigi. At Ravenslayer, we present adult materials with a sex-positive attitude and value system. If you find nudity offensive, then do not watch the video. Just listen to the audio version of the podcast. On the other hand, if you want to start living a sex-positive lifestyle, free of shame and guilt, these training materials are for you. The podcast video contains nudity and artistic images of the naked body. If you have ever experienced sexual trauma and still have unresolved sexual issues, do not take this training program until you have obtained counseling from a trained mental health professional. Living in a sex-negative culture impacts all of us to some degree or another. In this training video, learn how to identify how your life has been impacted by sex-negative cultural influences. How would you like to improve how you feel about your body, raise your self-confidence, and improve your attitudes about sexuality? The Sexual Affirmations training video provides the tools to do that and more, utilizing the neuro-linguistic programming. NLP can be used to make changes in many areas of life, not just around sexuality. By exploring your mind talk, you can identify many areas to improve your life. Mind talk. Mind talk is the things we tell ourselves in our mind. It can be positive or negative. Usually it is based on the things we heard as we were growing up and on our attitudes and values. Mind talk acts as a self-fulfilling prophecy. It is important to identify what kinds of things you tell yourself, especially when facing a challenging situation. In the training, I cover mind talk and how it can impact how we experience life. Negative mind talk can sabotage our goals and how we see the world. Often it is operating in the background when we experience imposter syndrome. Fortunately, we can change our mind talk In the training video, we cover the process of changing our mind talk so that it serves us instead of holding us back from success. Sexual affirmations. When we become sexually aroused, we shift in our headspace from the rational, logical thinking to intuitive and mindful processing. We can become more receptive and open ourselves to experiencing sexual pleasure by becoming vulnerable and letting our defensive shields down. We open ourselves to growth and personal development. In this training video, sexual affirmations are utilized to develop a sex-positive lifestyle that removes shame and guilt that often accompanies sexual activities. From living in a culture that is highly influenced by Puritan values, sexual pleasures are reduced to a sense of being non-productive and selfish. Part of this training addresses sexual pleasure in a different light, where sexual pleasure is a means to becoming more mindful, not only during sex, but also in our daily life. The action steps in this video training are a powerful process to set us free from the influences of sex-negative social conditioning. With all this in mind, here is the Sexual Affirmations training video. Raven's Lair, Creating a Sex-Positive World Through Adult Sexual Education and Erotic BDSM Performance Art. At Raven's Lair, we believe that all adults should have access to adult sexual information that is safe, accurate, and explicit. Good sex is not an activity that we know instinctually. It is an art that needs to be learned and developed. Raven's Lair training programs contain one or more of the following: artistic images of the naked body or nudity, images of sexual activities, erotic BDSM performance artistic images, sacred sexuality, kinky sex images, tantric and Taoist sexual practices. We present adult information with a sex-positive attitude and value system. If you find nudity or any of the above information and images offensive, then stop watching this video now. On the other hand, if you want to start living a sex-positive lifestyle, free of shame and guilt, these training materials are for you. I am Ladyboy Gigi. Would you like to remove the shackles from living in the dark ages of sexuality? Do you feel worthy of experiencing new heights of sexual ecstasy without feeling sexual shame or guilt? Which of the following statements do you identify with? I am sexy and beautiful. I love sex, and I have an amazing sex drive. I love my body just as it is. I'm able to communicate clearly with intimate partners about my sexual desires and about sexual activities I enjoy freely and openly. If you don't identify with all the above statements, it's not your fault. We all live in a sex-negative culture. We are all influenced by sex-negative social conditioning, which strips away these values and replaces them with sexual taboos. If you want to identify with the above statements, today's topic will provide the methods to change your attitudes and values. From living in a sex-negative society, we are all impacted with sex-negative social conditioning, which erodes our healthy sense of being a beautiful, sexy person. These exercises are designed to build a healthy body image and to help us create a new script to override sex-negative social conditioning. Mind talk is the things we tell ourselves. Often we're not consciously aware of our mind talk. What is important about mind talk is that it influences how we view the world and often becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. We can change our mind talk through conscious effort, but it takes practice. When you find your mind talk is being overcritical, stop for a moment and ask yourself, is this really true? Check out your mind talk and see where it is coming from. Try restating your overtly critical mind talk in a positive statement and see how that feels. For example, if I look at myself in the mirror and my mind talk says my arms are too long, I can restate the criticism in the positive by stating, my arms are slender and elegant in their length. For example, due to having ADHD and dyslexia, I used to tell myself the following, no matter how hard you try, you're just going to fail. You will never amount to anything, and I can't succeed at college. Don't even try. This is just a few things I used to tell myself. There's a whole lot more, and most of it was very degrading and negative. Much of my mind talk centered around feelings of inadequacy and feeling unattractive, actually feeling ugly and socially awkward. Fortunately, I had a friend who taught me to become more aware of my mind talk and question if it is true, question where did it come from, and question whether this is something I should be telling myself. Is this serving me or harming me? So I started asking myself these questions as I became more aware of my mind talk. I discovered that most of it came from what I was told as a child. As I questioned the truth of the mind talk, I discovered it wasn't true. I started changing my mind talk. When I found myself saying, no matter how hard you try, you're just going to fail, I replaced the statement with the true statement. The new statement I told myself was, if you try in the same way as others, you may fail. But if you use techniques that work for you, you can succeed. It's not about trying hard. It's about working with the methods in which you are gifted. You just sometimes have to take a different approach. At first, I felt silly making these positive statements to myself. I thought, what is the point of all this? Then my friend challenged me to do this for 1 month and see if I noticed any changes. He asked me, if a friend were to tell you the things you tell yourself, how would you feel about that friend? Why not be a better friend to yourself and try this out? By questioning and changing my mind talk, I was able to succeed. And my self-confidence grew strong. Changing my mind talk transformed my life. When I started applying this technique to my sense of being a scrawny, unattractive, and unworthy person, I transformed into a sexy, loving human being, worthy to give and receive love. Our mind talk is powerful. And what we tell ourselves, we become. After changing my mind talk, I begin to feel attractive, elegant, and graceful. It motivated me to take a modern dance class, which made me even more graceful in my movement. For a week, keep a journal. As you go about your day, be aware of your mind talk. Mind talk is the things we tell ourselves inside our heads. Mind talk is influenced by socialization forces, childhood experiences, and by our attitudes and values. From living in a sex-negative culture, often our mind talk can be highly negative, destructive, and cruel. As you take notice of the content of your mind talk, write it in your journal, the things you tell yourself, both the positive and negative mind talk. Be sure to spend some time in front of a mirror, both naked and in clothes. What statements do you tell yourself when you see your body? Is it different when you are naked? After a week of observing and documenting your mind talk, review your journal. Are there patterns in what you tell yourself? What kinds of things do you say? Is it supportive and positive? Is it critical and negative? When you are faced with a difficult challenge, do you build yourself up with supportive statements or become highly critical of yourself? Do you become frustrated and tell yourself that it's impossible and give up? Record these answers in your journal. For the negative mind talk, ask yourself, where is this coming from? And is this true? When I started exploring my mind talk, I had a friend remind me to check it out. By checking out my mind talk, I discovered a lot of it came from things people told me when I was a child. Some of the negative mind talk came from my early childhood experiences. I discovered patterns, especially when it came to religion, sex, money, and self-worth. As you check out your mind talk, see if there are patterns. What things were you doing which triggered the negative mind talk? Pay particular attention to the truth or falsehood of the mind talk statements. As you check out your own mind talk, explore the opposite of the negative statements. Rewrite the opposite positive statement for each negative mind talk statement. Is it possible there is truth in the positive rewritten statement? How can you apply the positive concepts to your experience? Write the new positive statements in your mind journal. Make notes about how this new statement will serve you in your life. Write how this new statement makes you feel. Is this new statement a more accurate account of who you are as a human being? These new statements will be your affirmations. By changing my mind talk, new interests developed that supported the positive statements and became a self-fulfilling prophecy. Through dance and gymnastics, I became even more graceful and elegant. The important part of this process is that I did not consciously decide to develop interest in dance or gymnastics. By rewriting the mind talk script, my subconscious mind opened new interests, which matched my new attitude about my body. When we shift into an erotic state of mind, we become more receptive. We focus on the present moment and become mindful. From our last webinar topic of raising erotic energy, perform Raising Erotic Energy. Once you've raised erotic energy, read your affirmations out loud daily as you continue to stimulate your body erotically. Pause after each statement and contemplate on the meaning and how you can incorporate the statement into your life. As you read the affirmations, allow yourself to experience any erotic feelings that arise. Perform morning affirmations for 60 days. Feel free to use these affirmations as a guide to develop your own, or use these as written. You can state these affirmations to yourself, listen to the guided affirmations from the WAV file, or record your own affirmations. By practicing these affirmations daily, you will start to experience a sex-positive attitude in your life. I challenge you to practice these affirmations for 60 days and see for yourself what a difference it can make in your life. Part of the focus of these exercises is to get in touch with our body. In a sex-negative culture, we are conditioned to distance ourselves from our sexual bodies. These exercises are structured to help us form a new connection with our sexual body. Sexual affirmations. Developing healthy sexual attitudes. Sex is sacred. My genitals are a gift and provide erotic ecstasy. Sexual guilt is a byproduct of sex-negative social conditioning. I choose to condition myself in a better way, without guilt and shame. Sex is about respect of the sexual body and others and in myself. I love sex. Sex is an adventure of connecting with spiritual energy. There are many appropriate, diverse forms of sexual expression and activities to explore. It is not about good or bad. It's about what turns me on sexually within the guidelines of safe, sane, and consensual. I listen to my sexual body, not to preconceived notions and sex-negative conditioning. Sex is a sacred act. I am accepting of all forms of healthy sexual expression. While I may not be personally into some forms of sex, I accept and acknowledge the diversity of different sexual interests and understand there are many different paths to sexual enlightenment. I will explore sexuality with freedom and innocence. I choose not to live in the dark ages when it comes to my personal sexual development. I determine what is amazing sex for myself. I give myself permission to experience new sexual techniques and experience new sexual activities to determine if they work for me. Raising sexual energy and engaging in sex brings my conscious mind to a state of ecstasy. I am an energy being housed within a sexual body temple. I am beautiful, sexy, and radiant, just as I am. Erotic arousal transforms plain physical stimulation into electrifying perceptions of ecstasy. When we walk, we are stimulating our genitals, but we barely notice, if at all. It is when we become erotically aroused that the transformation occurs. This is a part of the magic of sex. Masturbation can be an expression of self-love. I love myself, and so will give myself pleasure, for I am worthy of self-love. I am worthy of receiving pleasure. I own my own unique form of sexual expression that I am discovering on my path of developing a sex-positive lifestyle. When two or more people engage in sexual activities together, a powerful energy exchange occurs, which brings a bonding force between them. When I raise sexual energy, I become fully present, experiencing the moment. When I am sexually charged, I enter into my higher consciousness and experience the energy being within my body. I experience the energy being within my partner if I'm with my partner. I have a right to be freely sexually expressive in appropriate environments, either with myself or with informed consenting adults. From time to time, I can raise sexual energy, keeping on the edge of orgasm, but not quite reaching orgasm, to spread erotic energy throughout my body in order to fully experience the journey, instead of reaching the goal of orgasm. Orgasm is more than a release. It brings a state of bliss and transcendence. I celebrate being a sexy and sexual creature. My sexual body is beautiful in both form and function. We all start out in the womb as female. Female is the primary sex. We all have a mixture of female and male characteristics. Some are well hidden, and some are pronounced. I decide which aspects of male or female that I want to accentuate in my life. My sex is complex and beautiful. Sex and gender are a diverse spectrum, more than just female and male. I celebrate the different varieties of gender diversity and gender expression. I strive each day to learn more about living a sex-positive lifestyle. I am actively learning new information about my personal form of sexual expression and learning new sexual techniques that help me become fully awakened as a sexual entity. I am more than a physical body. I'm a luminescing entity within a physical form. My physical body is composed of matter formed by the stars. As I raise sexual energy, my inner core being shines brightly, and I become connected with the flow of the energy of the universe. I reach and gain understanding of my true nature and become one with all that exists. By performing sexual affirmations each day, you will transform your life in meaningful ways. Here are the benefits you can obtain depending on the content of your affirmations. Feel deeper love for yourself. become more mindful, be fully present in life, have more energy in your life, feel sexy and beautiful, form a deeper connection with your body, experience and learn about how your sexual body responds to erotic sensations, form a genital heart connection, experience success in more areas of your life. Congratulations on your journey into a healthier approach to adult sexuality. Practice the two action steps. While you're identifying and rewriting your negative mind talk, use the sex positive affirmations that I've included. Be sure to download the PDF and audio file for today's downloads. You've been listening to Living a Sex Positive Lifestyle by Gigi Raven Wilbur. This is Sexual Empowerment Education. At Raven's Lair, our vision is to create a sex positive world through adult sexual education and erotic BDSM performance art. Raven's Lair provides these training materials free of charge as a means to step out of the dark ages when it comes to sexuality. If you gain benefit from these training materials and are able to transform your sex life, we ask that you consider making a donation. We believe that making an arbitrary decision about setting a monetary price for these materials does not account for the value each individual obtains from these materials. So, if you obtain value from accurate adult sexual educational materials now or in the weeks or months ahead, please make a donation to Raven's Lair. Visit our Patreon page and make a donation based on the value you obtain from this training. And now we are to station break. If you want to watch the video version of this podcast, go to the link below. Be sure to download the transcript of the show and the two action steps. They can be obtained at ravenslayerleather.com/podcast. I was amazed at how much sex-negative social conditioning impacted my life and the role it played in influencing my mind talk. While part of my negative mind talk came from being dyslexic and having attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, a lot came from sexual taboos and religion. Mind talk. It was when I examined my mind talk that I became aware of how negative it was. My mind talk was vicious and cruel. It eroded my self-esteem and my self-confidence, and until I examined my mind talk, I was totally unaware of its impact. Negative mind talk sabotaged my life and happiness. Until I turned it around, I was not able to succeed. After high school, it was difficult for me to get a job, and the few I did manage to obtain were hard to maintain employment. For a while, I became homeless. Then I started working on ranches, constructing barbed wire fences and other ranching duties. Ranch work not only provided a paycheck, but also included room and board. It was the first job that I felt I was successful. It was exploring my mind talk, creating positive statements, and doing daily affirmations that helped me turn my life around. After working on ranches, I enrolled in a community college and later into a university. Not only did I earn a bachelor's degree, but I continued on and earned a master's degree. I'm sharing this to illustrate how this process can transform one's life. Sexual affirmations. When I first started daily affirmations, I stated them to myself while looking in a mirror each morning. It was many years later that I started utilizing sexual affirmations on a daily basis. When I changed to sexual affirmations, it took the power of affirmations to a whole new level. In Aphrodite's temple, people have asked me, what is needed to live a sex-positive lifestyle? What needs to change to become more sex-positive? It is from these questions that I created the statements for this video's sexual affirmations. The sexual affirmations that I used in this video training are designed to bring us into living a sex-positive lifestyle and to develop sex-positive attitudes and values. When I use these sexual affirmations, I get in touch with my sexual being and my sexual energy. It serves to remind me that I'm more than a body and a mind. Sexual affirmations can serve to improve many different aspects of life. For example, I've used them to improve my attitudes about money and wealth. I've used them to become more active in the pursuit of my interests in arts and crafts. I've used them to become a better person. I've used them to develop better relationships with friends and lovers. At this point in my life, I base my affirmations on my life vision and goals, as my mind talk is positive and supportive of who and what I am. I feel sexy and confident. By raising sexual energy daily, my life has become more balanced. I see sexual affirmations as a form of self-care. When we experience sexual pleasures, our bodies release chemicals that elevate our mood, bringing a feeling of being connected and bring a spiritual element to sexuality. From living in a sex-negative culture, I didn't realize how much I was out of touch with my sexuality. Even nudity is so restricted in our culture. Fortunately, I'm able to attend clothing-optional events where many of us are naked. By experiencing sexual affirmations daily, I've gotten in touch with my body and my sex energy. In our culture, we are conditioned to rely on our partner for most of our sexual experiences. Through sexual affirmations, I don't have to rely on a partner for good sexual experiences. I do enjoy sex with my partners, in addition to my sexual affirmations, but I don't have to rely on them solely for my sexual pleasures. We have covered a lot of information in this podcast. Sexual affirmations is an ongoing process that brings pleasure and ecstasy. While some people prefer to do theirs at other times of the day, I find it's a great way to start my day. It is through sexual affirmations, edging an orgasm, performing PC muscle exercises, and other sexual techniques that I've learned how to experience full-body orgasms, non-ejaculatory orgasms, energy orgasms, and multiple orgasms. In our next episode of Adult Bedtime Stories, we will feature training on edging an orgasm. If you have not experienced edging an orgasm, you are in store for taking orgasms to a whole new level. So till next time, enjoy those nocturnal emissions. Enjoy the pleasures of the flesh. Experience sexual ecstasy. You are worthy of sexual pleasures and were created with a sexual body. See you in the next edition.